As President Obama defends America's involvement in the conflict in Libya, Utah has been mentioned several times in the debate. That's because Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz has been vocally criticizing the president for sending military aid without a clear and present danger to the United States. He also says the president should have gotten approval from Congress for the intervention. I spoke with Congressman Chaffetz about his criticism of President Obama, but first, I asked him about his recent trip to Haiti and what he saw on the ground.
You know, that earthquake happened about 14 months ago, and with my role in the Oversight Committee, went down to see firsthand what's happening and not happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most sad, depressing living situation I've ever seen. We have literally close to 700,000 people living with nothing more than a tarp. And despite the billions of dollars our U.S. government, the people of the United States have given them, I just worry that so much of that money is not actually making it to the finish line and helping these people that are living in such desperate situations.
But you're just calling for more oversight and not for cutting this funding, are you?
No, my concern is that the money has been allocated and spent and yet did not actually produce results, that it's not actually producing. And so it's part of my role as the subcommittee chairman on foreign operations, national security, and homeland defense to make sure that that aid actually gets to the finish line and hold, in this case, USAID accountable for what they did and didn't do with the money.
Congressman, turning to Libya, I want to get your latest thoughts on the conflict in Libya and the possibility of the United States arming the rebels against Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. What are your thoughts?
Well, I still think the president has failed to define what success is. I think the president was fundamentally flawed to suggest that we go and use our military in what is the equivalent of a civil war in a North African country. I think the president, to use such force, needs to demonstrate a clear and present danger to the United States. Certainly, if there is a clear and present danger to the United States, we want the president to act immediately. But in this case, there was none. And consequently, I think the president was wrong to use military force in Libya. And the other point I would make is that the president should secure authorization to go to war from the United States Congress. He doesn't receive authorization from the United Nations. And I have a fundamental problem with his approach in this. So I totally disagree with him. I recognize him in the far minority of my party. But I do think I represent the views of the majority of Americans and certainly Utahns.
Can you sympathize, Congressman, with the people who criticized the Iraq War during the Bush era, many of whom were called nasty things like unpatriotic for not supporting that war?
Oh, yeah. Look, clearly, if you go back and look at Iraq, based on the information that was presented to the American people, I probably would have voted to go there because it seemed like there was a clear and present danger to not only the region, but to the world and the United States of America. But knowing what we know now, we should have never gone into Iraq the way we did. We should not have done that. Very similar principles here. In fact, I think the president in this case is on much weaker ground. Still, despite an address to the nation, has not defined success, and nor has he rationalized why we're doing it. We don't even know who these rebels are. And you sympathize with people who are living in war-torn countries, but if nothing else, I think we could be unified in saying the president has certainly been inconsistent. There's no consistency with the president's use of force. And we're now in three wars in the Middle East. That's just crazy.
Congressman, you are one of few Republicans to support a call for removing the troops from Afghanistan. And judging from what I've read on your Facebook page, it looks like while some constituents support it, it looks like a lot of them don't support your position. Do you think your constituents are pretty sharply divided on that issue?
Look, I don't put my finger to the wind to decide where and how I vote, particularly on such matters of importance as war. The reality is I disagree with the president in Afghanistan and believe that we should be bringing our troops home. Again, it goes back to the standard of demonstrating a clear and present danger to the United States of America. If there is a clear and present danger to the United States, then take swift action and deal with that in a case-by-case basis. But we're not at war with the people of Afghanistan. To have 100,000 people patrolling the streets in what amounts to a nation-building exercise is not an appropriate use of funds. It has cost literally thousands of Americans' lives, and I just disagree with the president. And look, I think I'm a pretty hawkish type of person. but dealing with the threat of terrorism, which is a global threat. It's not confined to the borders of Afghanistan. I just think the president is misguided in that as well. And I don't care, Republican or Democrat, I'd like to think that my principles are the same. And maybe I've surprised a lot of people, but I got to fight for what I believe in. And I think, as I had three town hall meetings last week, Richfield in Provo, and then in the Salt Lake County, got huge applause when I explained my position on this.
Quickly changing topics here, Congressman, let me ask about the state of the federal budget negotiations. Do you think a shutdown is going to be avoided?
I hope so. I don't think anybody wants to see the government shut down. But let's also understand the economic peril that we face. We added in the month of February $220 billion in deficit spending. And that's not just how much we spent. That's how much was in the red. And so we have got to have some dramatic cuts. I think the amount that's been tossed out there, the latest $33 billion, is a paltry amount. It's not significant enough. Consequently, I'd probably vote no based on what I've read in the news reports. But we'll still see a lot of budget battles ahead because our country is so upside down financially, so upside down.
In the event of a shutdown, do you support this bill that would prevent members of Congress and the president from getting paid?
Yeah, I think there was a bill that passed in the Senate that I think we're going to address here in the House that would prevent that. There are some constitutionality questions that we're going to have to deal with. But it's a good foot forward to say, hey, look, it's in nobody's best interest. If the country is going to have to shut down and people are going to have to make some sacrifices, you know, we as members of Congress, it would be difficult to continue to take paychecks. But so we'll see where that goes.
And finally, Congressman, let me ask you about House Bill 116 passed here in Utah, the guest worker permit bill that would allow illegal immigrants to work in Utah if they pay a large fine and don't have a criminal record. You've been very clear in labeling this as amnesty, as have many Republicans in the state of Utah. Would you go as far as some Republican delegates have said that since Governor Herbert signed this bill, that means he doesn't deserve to be reelected?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I want to keep it based on the policy, not the personalities. How individual members or a governor votes will be part of the full consideration voters make come November of 2012. But in the meantime, I want to stick to the policy and the principle. I have said publicly I would have, if it was up to me, I would have vetoed it. I do think it is amnesty. I do think we need to fix legal immigration, but that doesn't mean granting rewards and incentives that are those that are currently here illegally. There are people that want to come in legally and lawfully, and I think we're failing those people because they're not willing to break the rules, and we are not taking care of them. That should be our near the top of our list. So it's hard. If it was easy, I'm sure it would have been done a long time ago.
Right.
But you know, I'll continue to work on immigration legislation that can pass here in the House in D.C.
But real quickly, do you think this bill, which wouldn't be implemented until 2013, will at least serve as a catalyst to Congress to say, if you don't take action, then we're going to take action that maybe you won't like?
No, not at all. It really doesn't. The overwhelming majority of people here have absolutely no idea what our state legislature did on this. I don't see that at all.
All right. We've been speaking with Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz. Congressman, appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you.
Take care.